This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is in New York to participate in 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to hold bilateral meeting on sidelines of UN General Assembly on Sunday. Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Prithvi Subba Gurung says Constitution will be amended on national consensus. And top Hezbollah commanders among 31 people killed in Israeli attack on Beirut. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is in New York leading the official Nepali delegation to the 79th United Nations General Assembly. The Prime Minister and his delegation were received at the John F. Kennedy International Airport by Permanent Representative of Nepal to the UN, Lok Bahadur Thapa, Tragedy Affairs at the Embassy of Nepal in Washington, D.C., Kumar Raj Kharel, and officials of the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the UN. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to start his official visit with a keynote speech at the Parliamentary Forum on Fossil Fuel to be held at the Glass House in New York. This is scheduled to take place at 12:40 p.m. local time on Saturday. The Prime Minister is then scheduled to meet with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in the afternoon and attend a welcome reception hosted in his honor by the Permanent Representative of Nepal to the UN in the evening on Saturday. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi are scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York on Sunday, the 22nd of September. According to the Foreign Ministry, the Prime Minister will address the UN General Assembly on the 26th of September. Prime Minister will attend the opening session of the general debate of the 79th UN General Assembly on the 24th of September and the reception to be hosted by the President of the USA, Joe Biden, on the 25th of September. While in New York, the Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of Least Developed Countries. He will also address the high-level plenary meeting on addressing the existential threats posed by sea level rise and the high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance, among others. On the 23rd of September, Prime Minister Oli will deliver a keynote address on Nepal's journey to democracy and economic prosperity at Columbia University. In addition, he will speak at the John F. Kennedy Junior Forum at Harvard University on Nepal's perspective from transitional justice to climate justice on the 27th of September. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on the 30th of September. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Devas says many challenges are still prevalent for women to reach leadership positions across the political and institutional sectors. Addressing the meeting of World's Women Foreign Ministers in Toronto, Canada on Friday, Minister Dr. Rana said women in Nepal are still facing many challenges to acquire leadership roles, though Nepal has guaranteed several legal provisions ensuring women's equality and inclusive participation. Minister Dr. Rana argued that Nepal and other third world countries are relatively facing more problems regarding gender equality and women's rights. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport has directed the Department of Road to complete the maintenance of roads in view of approaching Dussehra festival. The Transport Ministry issued the instruction to the department to make the travel of people during festival time safer and comfortable. The ministry also decided to request Home Ministry and Nepal Police to effectively implement the decision of not operating vehicles along the BP Highway during night. It also decided to open advance ticket booking at the earliest by holding discussion with Department of Transport Management. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has reiterated that the Nepali Congress CPN-UML government was formed to bail out the country from economic crisis. Speaking at a program in Lamjung today, Minister Gurung said the two major parties initiated to form the government as the previous government failed to lead the country to the path of prosperity. Communication Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, claimed that the current government led by the Nepali Congress and the UML will amend the constitution on national consensus. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has called on Maoist forces to join the process of unity. Addressing the 15th Annual General Assembly of the Martyrs Foundation Nepal at party office in Paris Tara today, Chair Dahal shared that there was no alternative to all Maoist forces but to move ahead together. We recall that the government led by him had given recognition to the Martyrs of People's Movement as the National Martyrs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hezbollah has confirmed its senior commanders Ibrahim Akil and Ahmed Wahbi were both killed in a strike on the Lebanese capital Beirut on Friday, which killed at least 31 people, including 3 children. The Israel Defense Forces say the strike targeted the Iran-backed group's elite Radwan unit. The BBC cited the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, as saying at a Security Council meeting that the pager and walkie-talkie explosions this week in Lebanon, which killed 37 people, violated international humanitarian law. On Thursday night, the Israeli Air Force attacked hundreds of Hezbollah rocket launch pads in southern Lebanon and on Friday attacked military buildings in 6 areas, including Farqila. On Friday, Hezbollah attacked northern Israel with around 200 rockets launched from Lebanon, according to the Israeli military. Polls have closed in Sri Lanka's election, where voters are choosing a new president for the first time since mass protest unseated the country's leader in 2022. According to the BBC, Saturday's vote is widely regarded as a referendum on economic reforms meant to put the country on the road to recovery after its worst ever financial crisis. But many people are still struggling to make ends meet because of tax hikes and cuts to subsidies and welfare. President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was charged with the monumental task of leading Sri Lanka out of its economic collapse, is seeking another term. The 75-year-old leader was appointed by Parliament a week after former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa was chased out of power. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in New York to participate in 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to hold bilateral meeting on sidelines of UN General Assembly on Sunday. Communication Minister and Government Spokesperson Prithivi Subba Gurung says constitution will be amended on national consensus and top Hezbollah commanders among 31 people killed in Israeli attack on Beirut. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.